Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. The U.S. Census count is 2 years away, but as we first told you yesterday, the return of a controversial citizenship question has prompted New Mexico's Attorney General to file a lawsuit. More on the story from Mallory Begay.
Along with 17 other states and seven cities, including Washington, D.C., is suing the Trump administration over the census question. Alex Curtis with the Center for Civics Policy says the question is unconstitutional and that New Mexicans should be concerned regardless of their immigration status.
Adding a citizenship question will cause the census count to plummet quite drastically.
The state's already a vulnerable state for undercounting, Curtis says, and because of the current political climate, some people aren't interested in taking the survey.
This kind of exacerbates that and has a kind of a chilling effect on who will actually respond to the census.
New Mexico receives $6 billion annually based on the census, and Curtis says an undercount would mean losing millions of dollars and could affect congressional representation. Federal officials have said they need the information to help enforce the Voting Rights Act. For KUNM, I'm Mallory Begay.
Spaceport America's CEO, along with state legislators and journalists, gathered for a forum at NMSU to discuss the transparency of spaceport operations as part of Sunshine Week. Michael Hernandez reports.
Sunshine laws are a key part of holding government accountable and helping democracy function. They require government agencies to make certain work they do available to the public, keeping the sun shining on their operations. To mark Sunshine Week, New Mexico State University hosted a forum regarding newly passed legislation that exempts aerospace companies operating at Spaceport America from the state's Inspection of Public Records Act, or IPRA. Spaceport CEO Dan Hicks says the legislation will make the facility a more attractive place for business.
And what it allows us to do is be more competitive to get space companies coming to New Mexico. At the same time, still being transparent of everything that I do as a state agency. So the discussion today was about that fine balance between protecting taxpayers and the right to know of what happens at a state agency versus protecting companies and their sensitive and operational information that they want to keep protected. So they'll come to New Mexico when we can get jobs here in New Mexico.
Senate Bill 98, named the Commercial Aerospace Protection Act, passed during the legislature's last session in February. The bill shields spaceport customers from having to reveal proprietary technical or business information, as well as trade secrets, to the public. Democratic State Senator Jeff Steinborn voted yes to the bill, but says the public needs to be watchful that the spaceport doesn't abuse its freedom under the new law.
You know, this law definitely gave them more latitude to be able to shield some information, but obviously it's one of those balancing acts where they're dealing with an economic enterprise that we have invested a lot of money in, and we're hoping to create jobs. No one has invested more than the citizens of Doniana County, who literally tax ourselves to not only build a spaceport, but to operate it. So it's why I was very much torn over this legislation and ended up supporting it in its very narrowed down form.
The New Mexico Spaceport Authority, which runs the taxpayer-funded facility, broke the state's open records law four times last year, according to the Attorney General's office. That included denying records requests to news outlets like nmpolitics.net and KTSM-TV in El Paso. For the record, any person can request public records. Hicks says the spaceport is working with the Attorney General to ensure that information is released as it's requested. He also said he rates the spaceport's efforts to be transparent an A+.
I think we put policies and standards in place that do an exceptional job of protecting taxpayer information. That ensures that it's always available. Everything that I do as a taxpayer is open on the Sunshine Portal and the Sunshine Laws, while at the same time ensuring the protection is there for the companies that want to work at the spaceport.
Senator Steinborn says when it comes to economic development, information is routinely kept confidential when the government negotiates with prospective companies. But he says the new law is unique in that it allows a company's information to stay shielded after moving into the spaceport.
So there is a need to be discreet sometimes when you're trying to court business. And so this just kind of gives the spaceport that latitude as well. It clearly goes a little bit broader than that. And so it's something that has to be monitored, especially since You're not dealing with making, you know, cookies here. We want it to be successful, but certainly we have a very strong public interest in knowing about things that may go on there that could be adverse to the public interest.
There are differing opinions about whether keeping spaceport operations private is in the public's best interest, but it has made it harder for the sun to shine on Spaceport America. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.